How you doing, guys? It's Chris at the PDR Workshop Unscripted. I have Thomas here from the Standliner event. Introduce yourself, Thomas.
Hello, Chris. Hello, audience. Yeah, I'm very honored being on the podcast, and let's talk about the things to the point, I would like to say, right?
So I thought it'd be best to bring you on the podcast to kind of go over some of the maybe techniques that you were presenting at the seminar, get my feedback, you know, my experience, what I've learned from the course. And then from your standpoint and your trainers, you know, you putting together this course, you know, how well it went on your side, you know, what do you feel? And then the future of Standliner and what they're going to be doing as far as training. So let's first talk about, you know, what techniques did you bring to this event? I think there were five of them, if I remember correctly, four of them.
That's right.
So let's go over just the four, and why did you choose those four or five techniques as to bring it to the States in this event?
Yeah, that's a good question. Thank you. So first of all, who don't know me, so I just I'd like to introduce myself. I'm a manager of Standliner company, and as well as co-owner and owner of Toolsliner, based in Canada, where majority of Standliner brand tools are being shipped from. So that's just a kind of a few words. And going more to the point, so regarding the seminar, so in the recent years, we sold a lot of tools in the U.S., and it's no doubt it's the biggest and the most reliable market in the world. And me living kind of just an hour, 15 minutes from the border, I'm considering myself being local. So of course, the biggest attention and the most spoiled technicians are in U.S. Mm-hmm. And we kind of all the time rounded about idea to make any kind of event, because the questions about, okay, I wish I would like to use I wish I would know the full potential how to use my Standliner tools. You know, I'm basically hearing it every day. So we kind of thought about it and made a decision that just after the MTE, we need to go ahead and roll the project of making a seminar. And why we picked the Dancraft facility, by the way. I actually fled to Minnesota like a few months ago. That's correct. A few months ago, and ended up in seeing at the Dawn shop, the Dancraft facility, and just having a conversation, and it was an instant decision. This is a place, and that's where our first seminar gonna be. And I'd like to use this opportunity to thank Don personally for all his hard work to setting up this event. And you know, like I hope you know Don from Dancraft. he's very, very passionate, and you know, and he helped a lot. So So make long story short, once we starting to work on setting the agenda of the seminar, we decided that we need to focus on techniques. Mm-hmm. So basically what we did, we decided to make a few stations and to make a rotation of technicians. So basically, the most focus was to create a different type of seminar with not much talking, but mm-hmm. basically based on action. Mm-hmm. And action not only from our trainer side, not only from our guy's side, but also involving every technician who attending the seminar. Mm-hmm. So particularly, because we had over 40 technicians, so we divided them in four separate groups, and the guys were able to feel the full potential using the every tool what we brought, being explained and showed by different
right.
So I think that was the goal, to push to the maximum potential, and I hope we reach the goal.
Yeah. Well, from my point of view, you said it was 40 technicians. It definitely was a large crowd, but all I had to wait was maybe 2 or 3 minutes and jump on the hood or door or fender, and I could stay on there for 10, 20 minutes. You just got tired. You know, you wanted to come back, kind of recompose and gather your thoughts, and then you can just go to another station on the same station. So I thought it flowed very well. And you saying that you came to Minnesota, check out the facility first, kind of gather your thoughts and your plans, I could see how well this your planning was executed. I told the
thank
guys
you,
that
thank you.
There had to be multiple, I mean, over 10 people to organize this. I mean, from the food, from the deliveries, you know, of the lunch, the way you were organizing and adjusting to make sure that the guys got enough time and enough, ability to, you know, try out different things. And, you know, Kaz is the popular one, and everybody wants to be around that. And I know he was exhausted at the end of the day, but he still gave time to every single person that wanted to, you know, personally train with them, hours on end. It seemed like at any given time I could just walk up to him, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, figure out what he's kind of talking about, and then jump right on the tool. So you did have
That's
a big
right.
crowd, but
right.
ultimately, like, I still was able to do or to learn the way that I need to learn, which is, you know, hands, you know, on tools, and time on metal is what we, you know, basically call it.
Yes, Chris, I just want to say you, like, very important input about the drive is a passion.
Yes.
You
yes.
can't fake it. If you have it, you have it. If you yes. don't, you don't.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
by the way, regarding the whole setup, what you mentioned, we had a lot of helpers.
Yeah.
And the people dedicated their time and their passion to help to create this event. And exactly, I think it's even exceeded the goals what mm-hmm. we expected. That was the point. And yeah, I really can just name a few, right?
Yeah,
and by
yeah.
the
Go
way,
ahead.
the guest, Mike Toledo, mm-hmm. he put a lot of efforts to advertising the event. And by the way, he's a big fan of our tools, and you know, and he every moment he expressing his opinion about our tools, he doing demos, and of course it's, you know, it's helping a lot. And I really appreciate Dave being with us, and also showing his ergonomics and visions, and also sharing the future plans, which I believe it's just tremendous. And also, you know, some techs who been attendees, by the way, they just all the time asked us, do you need any help? Do
yeah.
you need any
mm-hmm.
help? And that was like, you know, again, you can't fake it.
Yeah.
It's just going naturally. When you're doing it, you know, like you just have such a spirit
yeah.
in the house. And I think it was tremendous. Yeah. So
for the people that wasn't able to go, I mean, you hand selected what you were going to train. It seems like Kaz has a billion ideas, probably
That's
a billion
right.
and one,
That's
right?
Exactly right.
And so you selected one of the techniques, which I thought was amazing to learn. You know, you gave us the glue tabs that Kaz uses,
right?
And then you gave us the glue that he uses, which I know you're right now trying to bring it into the States.
That's
I
right.
think through Edgy Tools, if I'm not. I'm correct, right?
That's
it may
one
be
of
possibly
that's
one
that,
of the
that's one of the options.
Okay.
Sure. Yes.
So but to show, I think, the glue pulling technique, what led you up to that decision to show kind of one of your newest tools, you know, something different than a rod, but it's more of the glue.
Right.
That everybody sees on the Facebook for what your dad does, but
right.
it's still kind of a hidden art for what he displays. So what made you choose the glue pulling side of it as one of the techniques to
teach
us?
Good question, Chris. Well, Glue pulling technique is basically used by every single tech overall.
Right.
But the way how it's done, that's a key. And my dad developed his own techniques. So basically, you can even call it technology because the glue taps are different. And how he's using the Stanliner Choice glue also is different. So that was an idea, like when we worked on it, and I said, you know, the key is that we will surprise the technicians, showing them real action.
Mm-hmm.
And this glue pulling been, you know, like on Facebook page, if you would go on Stanliner PDR Tools Facebook page, you can scroll down to the videos or pictures, you find a lot of like those steps and the glues, right? Like being used in the glue sandwiching technique.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically, I tried to explain many times, you know, for the guys, like, okay, what does that mean? But, you know, like when you're listening is one thing. When you're seeing, you're touching, mm-hmm. it's completely different. Mm-hmm. It's not the same travel throughout the world watching TV, right? Mm-hmm. And when you're touching the things, when you're going somewhere, you feel the spirit, you feel the environment. That's completely different. So that was an idea, and I hope you agree with me that it was fantastic.
Yes.
When you feel the power, right? And mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like you're applying layer by layer the glue, and it creates a crazy power.
Mm-hmm.
You can destroy anything.
Pretty
that's,
much.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Almost too much. Well,
exactly.
Yeah, definitely too much power.
But you know, I really looking forward to hear from the audience trying it and experimenting in their own shops.
Right.
Because, you know, that's where the whole brilliant ideas, you know, burns, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's check the industry, like mm-hmm. the last 3 years or 4 years. It's crazy
how it
was and what we have right now.
Yeah. So, I really admire the fact that, you know, you build tools, especially specialized tools that maybe a lot of techs do not understand. And just coming from my standpoint of a 14-year tech, obviously I came clear-minded, ready to learn. I know there's a ton of techniques I can pick up from multiple guys, from your staff, and then obviously the guys that are around us, because most of the guys were 20-year techs that were here, you know, give or
take.
That's right. And I think everybody kind of had their jaw dropped and was just like, okay, it is day one on PDR today.
That's right.
And that, and you said that at the beginning of your, you know, the speech, just please open your mind. You're going to see some things that's going to be way different than what you're used to. Try it out. We got these stations. And I think you create a preface of what to expect in this seminar, which I think was absolutely great and fitting. But it just amazes me that.
Thank you.
You kind of see the need that you're coming up with these tools, but you also have to train guys about these tools. You don't have to, but, you know, you felt the need to do it. And I think you want guys, the 40 techs that came here, to go out and show the awesome work that they've done using some of your techniques. And I just admire the fact that a tool company can also wants to create training so that you properly use their tools. I have tools in there, and you know, I can't even get directions on how to set it up, you know, but you guys will come to the States, put on a seminar. So thank you. I admire, you know, at least that, you know, aspect of it as well as several others. But as for someone, you know, back to the questions,
yes.
So someone that that did not get a chance to get to the seminar, I kind of want you to just talk to them about maybe what they may have missed out and connect with them the way Kaz and you guys connected with us. You know, get, like 1 minute, just what would you say to that person that was kind of on the fence about coming to your event?
Very good, very good question. My point would be, don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till Monday. If you feel that you want anything, do it now. Act. That's the thing. If you have any goals, try to follow your dream. And the thing is that if somebody telling you that, look, it's not about you doing things right or wrong, but if like we claiming that we can deliver the techniques in combination with the tools, which makes your everyday repairs easier, mm-hmm. less efficient.
More efficient.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Work smart and not harder.
Yeah,
right? That's
yeah, exactly. Work smart and not harder. So the thing is that it's very, very important. And I have just a few seconds what I've been given because I can tell long stories about it. But my point is that you need to love yourself. That's very important. If you are not watching yourself, if you're hurting your body, you're putting at risk not only you, but your family as well. And that's the key. You know, all the time, think about the ways of pushing dance more efficient. And you know, that's the agenda of the seminar was to show how to do it, real-time action. And I'm really, really looking forward that those guys who attended the seminar will spread the word, right, and will share the experience. And I think the big changes on the way. That's the thing. And the agenda of not only offering and building your tools, but also thinking about the future idea of making training centers. It came from the background that Stan Liner was just a retail location. Mm-hmm. So basically offering crazy PDR repairs, and that's why the base is very, very strong. Especially we having a very strong American techs who are already our team members, and it's only growing. Mm-hmm. And with this grow, the situation where you will be able to get the access for the trainings will be easier and easier. So it's just a matter of time. Yeah. You know, I like to say, don't run in front of the train, right? Do it right, but do it stable.
Right. All right. So quickly, you just spoke on the future of Stanliner tools somewhat. I know you don't want to go into too many details until everything. You seem like a kind of a planner, and you want to make sure everything is lined up, which I appreciate. And I think the guys that came to the seminar greatly appreciate. Where would you like Stanliner to be in 2 years? Let's say 5 years. What do you want the name Stanliner tools training? Where do you see Stanliner being as far as the? Do you want it as an industry standard? Do you want this technique methodology to be? Because it's not just your techniques that you guys bring to the table. It's your passion for the industry. And that's the first thing that we saw kind of the first hour. It was, okay, you set the tone, but then everybody was running around there 110% and just had this passion to learn, which kind of, rubs off on everybody around you. Like if you were kind of with a frown on your face, you stood out of the crowd. And so that's a unique teaching style I won't say no one has, but it's very difficult to find. And teaching is not only just teaching the technique, it's persuasive teaching. Why would that person want to spend 30 minutes on the panel? So not going into a rabbit hole.
Yes.
Where in 5 years, where do you want Stanliner to be in the PDR community? If someone says Stanliner, do you want to be more tools? Yeah, I want to have a bunch of tools. I know you probably want to get the inventory kind of ramped up a little bit with the tools.
That's correct.
Where do you see you guys in 5 years?
Yeah, this very good question, very good question. Basically, I would say what the industry can expect from our side, definitely to grow,
mm-hmm.
but not like a corporate type grow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing us perfectioning the things what we already, the, you know, like basically moving towards goals what I already mentioning about creating the training centers, basically cooperating with a local PDR companies. So that's where I'm seeing a lot of potential. I really believe in the power of cooperation,
mm-hmm.
and I think that it's benefiting the industry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So in certain cases, you don't need to create the bike when it's already created.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You just need to take the best, what it's already done.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, in our case, we're following our agenda and our philosophy, what, you know, like every company has, right? So basically, delivering the highest quality possible service and product and training, that's a full combination. If you choosing us, you already expecting to choose the top-notch stuff. So basically, it cannot be any cut at corners at
mm-hmm.
all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably would be my answer for
okay.
the future plans, because time is flying very, very mm-hmm. fast. And the 5 years, it's not really a long that, right, period right, of time.
Okay. I got you. I understand.
Yeah.
So I have one question. We'll wrap it up. You've been in the stateside. I think you're multifaceted. Like, you know, kind of the old state or the old style of how we do PDR, maybe with Don or me or some of these guys.
Yes.
And then you have kind of Stanliner way of thinking about metal movement and stuff like that. For a gentleman that maybe like doesn't feel like they need this seminar, I want you to tell me what the distinct difference is maybe with the Stanliner technique or some of the things that may, when they're listening to this, open their mind and say, oh, you know what, that may make sense. But what is the direct difference between what you guys provide as far as techniques and tools, or you can split it up, technique and tools, compared to what's currently been out there for 20 and 30 years?
That's right. Yeah. Good question. First of all, what stands behind the tool? The tools, which we're calling classic PDR technique, right? So that's based on pushing and massaging. That's a widely spread technique, basically probably used 95% of the mm-hmm. tech in mm-hmm. the world, right? So we, of course, we having such a technique in our arsenal as well, because our tools could be used and very efficient with just, you know, the regular pushing and massaging technique. But because those tools are multifunctional, it means they have a various pushing zones, working zones. So when we claiming that the tool is universal, that's exactly what it means. It means that you're having a tool, like being a door tool, being like a direct pusher tool for whatever needs. Hail, door dings, just, you know, like a sharp dent, shallow dent, you name it. So basically, you know, you don't need to have hundreds of tools which, you know, they gonna dust on your wall and you never even using them. So the power of the tool being multifunctional is tremendous. So it's one thing. Another thing, why it's different? Because of how you can use a tool. You can't take just a regular rod, like, you know, like which you have like for many years and say, okay, now I'm gonna do the same thing. No, because the tool is not designed
mm-hmm.
for such applications. And when you taking a Stanliner tool and, for example, doing a samurai technique. So samurai technique, probably just, you know, the attendees knows more about mm-hmm. it. It's basically inner blending, mm-hmm. right? So So you become more a controller than hard worker. Mm-hmm. So that's the point. So it means efficiency, of course, ergonomic, the speed, and the finish.
Mm-hmm.
The finish is a key, right? Because mm-hmm. a lot of tech struggling in basically, I would say, 5% of the finish, mm-hmm. of the finishing repair, very, very clean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can do so, no doubt. But the problem is that it's going to take way long.
Mm-hmm.
So efficiency in nowadays, everything is go, 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 go. You don't have time. Mm-hmm. You need to move. So we delivering you new habits. When it's obtained, you already have it. I'm calling it a new muscle memory code.
Right, yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. So you have a current your muscle memory code, which is basically based on using a lot of direct pressure from your body. The new Standliner muscle memory code, it's based on relax and be more a controller than hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
And you was able to see it on your own eyes, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It really works. It really, really, really works.
It does. So I know I said one more question, but something just popped up in my mind. And I know guys that may be listening to it may be intrigued by this conversation that we're having and say, you know what, I might give this a shot. How should someone get their, I would say, mind right or kind of be prepared to come to the next Standliner event? If I'm a 20-year guy, how would you want that technician to prepare themselves to come to your event?
Very simple. If you're intrigued in anything, just go. Very simple. Very simple.
Words of knowledge.
We will place everything on the table. What my father did throughout more than 50 years.
Yeah,
that's the point. You know, we're sharing the experience to make you better. You are already very good techs, right? And I mean, doesn't matter if you. It doesn't matter how old you are, by the way, yeah. because mm-hmm. you saw Chris. I mean, yeah. you know, some guys yeah. are so young, but yeah, it's so good.
Yeah,
but
right.
the thing is that you know, just like I said. Just forget temporary who you are. Just forget. Mm-hmm. Just forget. Just pretend that you're just jumping in it, right? And you know that the industry, it's not like money falling from the sky.
Right.
It's a hard work,
mm-hmm.
and it's based on your passion. If you know, it's just a matter of time how long it takes to reach your goals where, you know, like each of you have a different ones, right? But if you follow in it, you know, so we will show you a shortcut.
Yeah.
We will show you the shortcut.
Well, we'll wrap it up. I appreciate you guys, you bringing the team or whoever put, you know, organized it, the bunch of guys that organized it, for putting this together, really deciding to make this kind of your first event, and maybe not out of the States. So I appreciate that. I know a lot of the guys and the 40 guys that came here appreciated that also. I know you guys did a dinner, so I want to say thank you for the dinner
from no yesterday.
So thank you for that. You know, where can I get in contact with you and for either training or for the next seminar?
The next seminar, definitely. We will keep you guys updated. And I also want to use such a chance to thank you for all seminar attendees, right? Also to thank you for our team members, you know, which is kind of international, right?
Yeah, definitely.
My dad and Donatas came from Lithuania, and Juan S and Cliff,
mm-hmm.
Those guys from the States, right? So I mean, yeah, so that's, you know, I watched them closely.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
they did
yes.
very good job. I'm thank you very much, and yeah, and for your audience, I can say, be open-minded, guys. It definitely makes sense. And just, you know, like I like to use such an approach by myself. Like, okay, you know, you jumping in the shoes of the person where you're trying to prove anything, right?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
and basically, you asking yourself, okay, so what I supposed to do that that the other person would be happy, right? Because, you know, it's dedication of time. You investing money, right? And all investments supposed to give you returns.
Yes.
So that's the way. And, you know, you can take from any angle, right? But, I mean, it's supposed to work for you. You need to feel it right, you know, and that's everything in your hands. The whole life is in our hands. So
definitely.
I wish you the best. I wish you, you know, happy pushing. Yeah. And thank you for Chris having me here.
No problem. Well, thank you for joining us on the show. Hopefully get you on more often. And I appreciate you coming to the States and putting this event off.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.